Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
All pay heed!
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. Let everybody stay where they are.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
That man's a hero, a small hero.
Pedro Fernandez.
I just think it's time for some tough love.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. 28 years, 11 months, and 3 weeks. We're talking about like 10 days away from history here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So I thank you for joining me today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, I just got back from Budapest, Hungary. So I've got all kinds of things to talk about, meeting the president, having sung happy birthday to Don King. We had a blast over in Budapest, and I really want to get into deep to that story. Of course, that's the 33rd country the Ring Talk crew has ventured to. And I also enjoyed Switzerland. Lots of fun traveling abroad, folks. 4 days abroad. You know, when you travel abroad, you get to meet people, obviously, from different cultures, different walks of life. And that's how you know what the world is. A whole lot of different people with different perspectives. You know, it was fun to be with the Hungarian people, spend some time with the Swiss people, had some good German friends over there. And, of course, at the WBO convention, the World Boxing Organization convention, the Congress, the 26th Annual Congress, take that back, in which I attended and presented the awards and things like that. It was a fabulous event. I want to thank Kogo Kovacs, of course, the Hungarian former world champion, man. He put it together, and it was a fantastic event. So I got to talk Budapest. I got to talk boxing. And in hour number two, we'll talk MMA, UFC, of course, the lightweight championship changing hands as Benson Henderson dropped his second fight to Anthony Pettis. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you'd like to join me on the toll for you, can 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
NFL is coming up, and you, if you're like a lot of America, you are getting ready for your fantasy football league, right? And you need to maybe do a mock draft or two. Well, the Nick Bonsanto Show wants to help you be better prepared for your fantasy football league. Here's what you need to do. Go to fftoolbox.com, fftoolbox.com. Click on the mock draft. Keep mock drafting until you feel comfortable, and here's the thing. They're having a mock draft world championship. If you in your mock draft come up with a team and you go, wow, that team's great, guess what? The Nick Bonsanto Show, with an agreement with the good folks with the mock draft world championship, have agreed to allow you to enter that team into the mock draft world championship. Just go in, put Nick in the promo code, and the first handful of people, first 25, will get a free entry from FF Toolbox and the Nick Bonsanto Show.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say, but he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super
fat. Envy me if you like. I've been around the world many, many, many times. I'm not boasting, I'm telling the truth. This last trip to Budapest, Hungary, through Zurich, Switzerland, was the best trip I've ever taken. And I've been to the People's Republic of China, of course, broadcast on television there from 1993, having done the first boxing in the People's Republic of China since 1949, since Mao Zedong's takeover. I've been to Colombia, I've done live fights, I've done the heavyweight championship of the world on the radio, I've done all kinds of stuff, okay? But I'm telling you, I really had a good time in Budapest, Hungary, and I thought the people there, Coco Kovacs, István Kovacs, the former featherweight champion, I mean, he was the guy that put this together. And, of course, he's like a Hungarian Michael Jordan of sorts, and he put this whole little convention, Congress, together, and we all showed up. I guess there was about 300 members, maybe about 400 members of the WBO from around the world, different officials. We had judging seminars and referee seminars, and I want to touch on the referee seminars a little bit later, and we'll talk about when a referee should retire. I mean, when should a judge say, you know what, I can't do it anymore, or can a judge go to the end? Okay, we'll talk about that in the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But I want to thank the president of Hungary. I mean, he allowed me to introduce him, to bring him up on stage, to present him, Janos Adler. I mean, I was just blown away by it. I'd done this in Macau with governors and people like that, in China with Muhammad Ali. But this was a little bit special. This was introducing a head of state in his own country, and he went through a little, like, 3 to 5 minute speech, and he was funny, and the sound system went crazy. It went like right in the middle of his speech, like, oh, man, it was like a nightmare, just there for like 15 seconds. And guess what? He improvised, came back very spontaneously, cracked a joke about it. I mean, he was on his game. I can see why he is the president of Hungary. So I want to thank Janos Adler and for all the great hospitality of the Hungarian people. And I'm telling you, it's beautiful. I mean, San Francisco, they say at the top of this show, this program comes to you from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. Well, guess what? Maybe it's 1A. 1 and 1A, because Budapest was it had everything to me. I mean, forget the aggressive hookers. It was a beautiful place. It really was. I mean, we went up the Danube River, went on a cruise up the Danube River. We had we went to a horse show, and they had this little, you know, they did things for us. Of course, it was part of this, you know, coming over there and showing us the country. The WBO had been there in 2009, so they decided to go back in 2013. 2014 will be in Las Vegas. 2015, I think they're going to the Philippines. But the bottom line is the World Boxing Organization. I was the MC and the presenting the awards, and the Fighter of the Year, of course, was the great Vladimir Klitschko. What is he, 57-3 or 60-3? Oh, good Lord, he hasn't lost since a long, long time ago. And let's be honest, the losses he had, all three were stops. He corrected his technical flaws by not having his chin out there and seeing most of the punches that come at him, fighting at 6'7". And, of course, he is like the second longest reigning champion in a long, long time. I think he might have exceeded Larry Holmes now as far as title, as far as the length of holding the championships. Maybe not in title defenses because, you know, Larry fought a lot of tough guys like Lorenzo Boyd and people like that, you know, Lucien Rodriguez. I can go on and on. But Larry, I think, still is the best heavyweight ever. But Vladimir Klitschko, Fighter of the Year, of course, they will present that award to him. His promoter, Tom Loeffler, the mild-mannered one, the Clark Kent of the boxing biz. I remember when this guy was just, he's always a quiet, you know, got to be worried about those quiet guys. Those quiet guys can sneak up on you because he snuck up on everybody in the promotional business. I'm talking about the guy that promotes Gennady Golovkin, Triple G, one of the world middleweight champions, of course, undefeated. He's like the rage right now in HBO, coming back against Curtis Stevens, I believe, in November. But he's also got the Klitschkos. And when you've got a heavyweight champion, whether or not he's popular in the United States or not, this makes you a powerful dude. I mean, pound for pound, he's one of the most powerful dudes in the biz right now. I think he's got both Vitaly, it's not Vitaly, it's Vitaly, and Vladimir. Of course, Vladimir, the 1996 Olympic gold medalist. The only beef I've got with Vladimir right now is that he wants to go back and fight in the 2016 Olympics, representing the Ukraine. I'm not with that. I don't think professional fighters should be able to go back and fight as amateurs. That's preposterous. It's unheard of. It's cruel. It's inhumane. It's criminal. Okay? I don't care if we've got countries like Cuba that are backing their fighters and they're essentially, their amateur teams are essentially professional teams. That just means we need to back our teams here in the United States with more money. And we don't do that. I mean, look, the Olympic Committee doesn't know what they're doing. Although they are going back to a 10-point must system in boxing, they're getting rid of wrestling. I mean, come on. Anyway, some other fighters that got some awards over there. The WBO female champion, I believe she's 160 and 168-pound champion, Christina Hammer. Wow, what a fox. And not a mark on her. I mean, not a mark. And I was looking close. I was looking close. And, you know, you look closer, her eyelids, her eyebrows, her nose, her cheekbones, nothing. Flawless. Amazing. She has 7 successful title offenses. We presented her with a WBO ring, as did the esteemed leader of the World Boxing Organization, Francisco Paco Valcarcel, the president, was the classy guy that he is. He held court in the Intercontinental Lobby with people that he wouldn't normally see. I mean, he made sure he was available to everybody at the convention. If you needed a minute with Paco, if you needed a minute with the man per se, you got your minute. Okay, so it was just a fantastic event. So the only problem I had in the entire country was not enough time there. That's probably it. I mean, that trip up the river, the Danube River, and then we, like I said, the different shows we went to, the Hungarian goulash, good stuff. No doubt about it, good stuff. The food of the Intercontinental, fantastic. The Swiss people, when I was in Switzerland for a few hours, they were fantastic. I mean, there was this, I just couldn't believe the hospitality and the classiness of, you know, this isn't America. I'm sorry. When you go abroad, you get treated a little differently. Back in the day, there were times when you went around America, went around the world, when America was doing things that wasn't all that popular, and it wasn't all that great to be an American. I mean, you sort of didn't want to, like, cop to it, you know? Not really. Maybe I'm from Canada. Anyway, but the bottom line is, the United States is not all that much trouble in the world, and so everywhere you go, people now want to appreciate the fact you're American, appreciate the fact that you're coming over to their country and experiencing their cultures and spending some, you know, tourism money and things like that. They appreciate that, and I just don't think we appreciate it. In fact, you know, only 8-10% of all Americans have passports. That means, like, 8-10% of the population has left the country. The other 90% haven't. Therefore, they haven't experienced other people. That's when they say bomb, 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 Iran. Okay, I mean, you know, because they don't know the Iranian people. They don't know people from around the world. They haven't met different cultures. They haven't met different people. So I sort of feel bad, and I hope my daughter and her kids and things like that get to see the world. I hope they do. 33 countries. I'm not done yet. But, man, what a fantastic trick. Budapest, Hungary. Once again, Janos Adler. And get this. Don King turned 82 Thursday, right? So Don arrives Thursday, and he's burnt. I mean, like, burnt toast. Don is like, take that back, arrived Wednesday. And he's tired. I mean, he just got off the plane. He hasn't slept much, and he needs to eat and the whole nine yards. So we're at the horse show, and he ate there, and we talked a little bit and talked about coming back with a trying to put together a King Vision TV network again, trying to put that back together. He wants to do that. And he talked about some other little, you know, little irons he has in the fire. But he turned 82, and I said he turned 83. So he said, Pedro, thank you for giving me the extra year. The bottom line is he is the world's greatest promoter, the wire-haired wonder. Call him what you want. He may not be in his prime anymore, man, but he's still a bad, bad dude, a double bad dude. The master himself, Don King. Happy birthday, number 82. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Hour number two, we're talking UFC. That's right, MMA, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeart Radio Network. If you'd like to join me, you can on the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
All right.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Don, how goes it?
It goes very well for me. I think that I have a Russian that I just bought in called Nikolai Valuev. We'll be fighting October the 7th in Chicago. I call it the Big Red October. But all this emanates from our late, great President Ronald Reagan telling Mikhail Gorbachev, Gorbachev, tear down that wall. And in tearing that wall down, the after effects is now you have four
former Soviet Union fighters that are all organization champions. So it's a tremendous thing to see what freedom does in this country.
What happened to the hungry black athlete in this country? What happened to him?
He lost his work ethic, not only the hungry black, but the hungry white too, that if there is some hungry whites that's there. Because they're not working dedicatedly and committedly as these Eastern Bloc fighters are doing. The opportunity for them to get freedom and the grasp opportunity to seize the time and grasp the opportunity is unrivaled. And what they're doing is they work at it like a job 300 days a year dedicated to training and getting prepared whether they have a fight date or not. In America, they're telling them what date it is, where it's going to be, what network has got it, how much money I'm going to get. Which they got all questions that are very salient questions, but not before you start training to be prepared to fight no matter who it be, wherever it may be, and on any moment's notice. We don't do that anymore. We did it with Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, Joe Frazier, Joe Louis, Roberto Duran, but not with the ones that's there today. And the tell-telling fact is that now we don't have the champions. All champions are mostly from foreign shores.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Can't pass the people, can't pass the hitman.
Ooh, kicking it with JB, the godfather of soul, James Brown. Cross paths with him in my life as well. You know, if I dropped dead today, I thought about this on the trip. If I had died and the plane went down, I told my daughter this a few years ago, I will have lived three or four men's lives. I mean that. All the different things I've done in my life, I thank whoever there is to thank for me being here. I really do. And, of course, I want to thank the Sports Byline Broadcast Network for bringing you the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Going to celebrate 29 years. I think we're going to do this on the September 14th weekend. Of course, the big mega fight. Of course, Floyd Mayweather, undefeated, 44-0, which he got 26 stops, taking on the Mexican sensation, the reality show star, the guy that he puts his little signature on anything and it turns to gold. He's got the Midas touch. See, I've got the Sidham's touch. It's the opposite of things turning to gold. They sort of turn to spit. Okay, but anything Saul Alvarez touches, 43-0-1 now, 31 KOs, I believe, 32. The WBC and WBA 154-pound title holder taking on Floyd Mayweather, as I said, undefeated, 44-0, at 152 pounds. And some people have questioned this. And why, you know, why should Floyd be able to demand that Canelo come in 2 pounds under the junior middleweight limit? Well, Floyd's probably a 140-pounder at best, okay? And he's stretching it by fighting at 147. He's stretching it by fighting at 152. You know, 12 pounds is a lot of weight, folks. Speaking of Mayweather, we will have Mr. Mayweather here in just a few minutes. We'll talk about Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, the former professional fighter and, of course, the trainer of many, many fighters. We'll talk about the upcoming fight with him. We're just a few weeks away. It's always good to check in with Jeff. And although Jeff is obviously, you know, Floyd's uncle, and that's his nephew, and he's probably not going to say anything derogatory about him, but he will sort of like tell it like it is. If camp is not going great, we'll hear about it. If camp is going great, we'll hear about that as well, much to the chagrin of Floyd Mayweather Jr. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks. If you are joining us for the very first time today, this is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, as I said, approaching 29 years. But we air Saturdays and Sundays, separate shows, separate live shows, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturdays, we air at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. And during that hour, we talk about boxing and mixed martial arts. And then on Sunday, this is the Sunday edition, we air from 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network for 2 hours. The first hour, all about boxing. The second hour, all about MMA and the UFC and Bellator and all that kind of good stuff. So we got lots of MMA to talk about in hour number two. But we'll have just Mr. Mayweather in just a few minutes talking about, of course, the big mega fight in September. Man, this is going to go down. I think it'll be the largest pay-per-view audience ever. And people laugh when I said that. Well, they've got to get this contract thing together with Time Warner Sports. Here's what Time Warner's done. You know Time Warner? No. The people own the magazine, the old Luce family from back in the days. They had CIA connections back in the Kennedy days and things like that. But Henry Luce and his wife. But now, it's, how can I put this? They sort of, to a lesser extent, these people control what we're learning, okay? And when you've got Time Warner saying, you know what, I'm going to prevent Showtime from showing fights and CBS from having fights or having their programming on my cable channels, I mean, I think it's a crime. It's an indictment of, of customer service. I mean, that's what Time Warner's done. They blocked out New York, L.A., and Dallas, three major markets. And New York being the number one market, L.A. being the number two market. I think Dallas is down around like six or seven, something like that. So he's got three top 10 markets, and they're being blocked out. And by being blocked out, they're going to eliminate the pay-per-view buys if there are any pay-per-view. Do you see what I'm trying to say? It sort of seems like they're sabotaging the show as far as the big monies that Mayweather and Canelo will pull in. I think that if the fight was promoted properly and if every cable company in the country was onto this fight, I think the fight might exceed the 2.4 million homes. And I think that was a bit overblown, a little exaggerated, but that's the numbers they will stick to as far as Floyd Mayweather and Oscar De La Hoya back in 2007. Remember that slap fest they had? They were slapping each other on the arms. Johnny Boz didn't think that fight looked all good. Speaking of the late Johnny Boz, the matchmaker, I keep getting, and I put an article up on ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, where you can find iTunes, you can find prior shows, you can find articles, you can find odds. You know, bottom line is it's your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, ringtalk.com. But I've got an article on him up there right now. So check it out, the website, ringtalk.com. Straight up, last night there was a title fight, and it was in Mexico City. And, you know, it's funny, is it? These Japanese fighters, they're coming over to Mexico, and they're willing to fight in Mexico, and the Mexican fighters are willing to go over and fight in Japan. It's like the old days. It really is, and that's the way it should be, because these two countries feature some of the best lighter weight fighters in the world. I'm talking about flyweights and light flyweights. The current light flyweight is 108 pounds. That's like a jockey, okay? The WBC title holder is Adrian the Confessor Hernandez, 28-2-1, 17 KOs. Fourth round KO winner over Asahushi Kakabuni. And he comes in at 13-3, leaves 13-4, but he retained his belt that was in Mexico City. So these cards down there in Mexico, I think a Mexican just fought a Japanese guy there last week, Mura, the WBC featherweight, or WBC, and he had one of those alphabet titles, and he fought down there. And the reports of him going to the hospital afterwards with liver damage and things like that, those were grossly exaggerated in the press. I got that from one of his managerial team in Budapest, Hungary. Once again, cheers to the folks in Budapest, Hungary. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Danny Garcia, undefeated, 26-0. What's he got, like 16 stops? The world 140-pound champion. I mean, he's the bam. He's a man. He is, right? Yeah, until he meets Lucas Matisse. Lucas Matisse is 33-2. Both losses were controversial, to say the least. He's got 31 KOs. Everybody he's hit, he's knocked down. Everybody he's hit, he's hurt. I mean, the guy's a wrecking crew, much like Sergey Kovalev, the brand-new WBO 175-pound champion. He's a monster. I mean, some of these guys coming up, I see greatness in people. I can see it in athletes. I'm a very good judge of talent, folks. I don't mean to sound conceited, but fact is fact. I mean, I told you about Andre Ward years before he won the gold medal. Years before he won the gold medal. And when he was lined up to win the gold medal, when he was on his way over to Athens and preparing, having won the Olympic trials, things like that, there were these long-time television and radio show hosts here in San Francisco that accused me of shilling. Okay, Gary Radnich, the great Gary Radnich, he's a fantastic guy. His father was a professional fighter. I believe it was Gus Radnovich. That was the name that he fought under. But Gary said, Pedro, you know, aren't you just like hyping up the local guy? No, I wasn't hyping up the local guy, and I won't hype up the local guy. When I saw Shane Mosley in his fourth fight, I knew that there was something there. You can sort of sense it in the way a fighter carries himself, okay? And this Lucas Matisse guy, he has a bit of an aura about him. And when people have this aura about him, they've got, you know, big things, as tremendous expectations to live up to when you've beaten everybody so decisively. And he has. Those two fights that he lost were very controversial. Could have went the other way. You know, those hometown decisions in boxing, talking about Zab Judah, man, and Devon Alexander, come on. You wouldn't consider Zab Judah or Devon Alexander, even though Zab did come on in the last couple of rounds against Garcia in that last fight they had earlier this year. And that in Brooklyn, of course, is the Barclays Center, the brand-new Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, the home of the new, the Brooklyn Nets of the NBA. I mean, Brooklyn all of a sudden is taking – Brooklyn's getting respect again. Seriously. My aunt used to live in Brooklyn, but Brooklyn didn't get no respect. Now they've got, like, their own franchises, so more power to Brooklyn. But, you know, when Danny Garcia defeated Zab Judah in Zab's hometown, Zab sort of came on at the end. Zab was coming on at the end, and, you know, Danny was gassed. And I just don't know if Danny's really got it deep in the tank to go 12 hard rounds. I just don't know if he's got it, especially against a guy where you have to avoid his punches. And you have to avoid him hitting you in the arms, in the chest, in the neck, in the head, the waist, the hips, anywhere. You do not want Lucas Matisse hitting you. He hits that hard. Okay? You don't, with Sergey Kovalev, you don't want him hitting you. There are certain people you do not want them making contact with you if you're a fighter. And these are two guys that stand out right now. And I think Lucas Matisse is going to lick Danny Garcia like a stamp. September 14th, the undercard, Mayweather-Canelo, the World Junior Welterweight Championship. Danny Garcia defending that title against the interim champion. Listen, 1A and 1B, somebody's got to be one here. I think it'll be Lucas Matisse. He'll be 34-2 with 32 KOs, I believe, come September 15th. Speaking of Mayweathers, Jeff Mayweather is next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces, and, of course, the iHeart Radio Network.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC Certified Service Experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC Certified Service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer required during guaranteed period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides a therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk and he walks the walk.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bring us back from the break, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing this hour. The next hour, we're talking MMA. Straight up, of course, we are just weeks away. Wow. Right upon us, folks. I'm talking about the big fight. Floyd Mayweather, of course, unbeaten, 44 fights, 1996 Olympic bronze medalist. Never lost a fight as a pro, unbeaten, 44 and zip. One close fight where he hurt his hands with Carlos Hernandez. Outside of that, he's basically been in control and lost just a few rounds across the board. The Jose Luis Castillo fight the first time, people had their doubts. Guess what? Not after the second fight, because Floyd Mayweather basically took the ex-champion to school in the second fight, and Castillo was like, done after that, stick a fork in him. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We talking Mayweather. That's Floyd Mayweather. This bringing Jeff Mayweather. And Jeff, it's been a while, man. How's life treating you?
Life is good, man. I'm very busy. Got a fight almost every 2 weeks, so I'm able to eat, man.
Okay, speaking of, when he says he has a fight every 2 weeks, folks, he's not going around the world fighting himself. He's training fighters, huh? You know, because back in the day, guys used to fight. Archie Moore told me he used to fight every couple of weeks.
Well, not me.
That's what Archie did. I mean, Archie told me, who else? There's another guy told me they fought every couple of weeks. Who was the other guy that told me he's fought all these fights? And some old-timer was at the International Boxing Hall of Fame. I can see his face now, but I can't put a name to it. But he told me the same thing. He goes, we had fights that people don't even know about. I said, well, how was your record in those fights that people don't know about? He goes, well, I won them all. I said, okay. Anyway, every fighter is going to say that. We are just 13 days away from this mega fight, which I think if Time Warner gets it together with the cable companies or all, I mean, the CBS and Showtime, as far as Showtime pay-per-views concerned, September 14th, I think there's a good chance that the Mayweather-Canelo-Alvarez card will break the 2.4 million pay-per-view buys that the Oscar De La Hoya Floyd Mayweather fight did in 2007. So that being said, a lot of hype about this fight, Jeff.
There's a lot of hype. I mean, you got two guys that are undefeated and one who, you know, is still considered the best fighter in the world. And he's at 36 and he has a young, hungry lion in front of him. So it makes for a good fight.
Okay. The Hungry Lion, though, you know, he's a big green. I mean, Stephen Breadman Edwards, the trainer out of Philadelphia, told me I was wrong, said he wasn't green, that he throws punches in combination, that sometimes he does finish with a good hand, the left hook, and things like that. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez. But I just thought that if Austin Trout had stepped up just a little bit more, that Austin might have got away with the win there. I really think that he just needed to step in because, you know, when Trout was going in, he was coming out. Do you know what I mean by that, Jeff? In other words, he wasn't committed to his punches. He wanted to flee. He wanted to punch and flee, almost like in an amateur style. And I thought that if he committed himself, I thought he might have been able to make the fight a little bit closer than it was.
Probably so. I mean, and like you said, sometimes you never know what's going through a fighter's head when they went in inside that ring, so... It's just one of those situations. I mean, maybe, you know, he felt the power or he just, you know, I don't know. He just didn't want to get caught or whatever the case may be because he tasted his power once. And after that, he probably didn't want to, you know, taste it anymore. So that's probably why he fought that way.
Jeff Mayweather is our guest, of course, the uncle of Floyd Mayweather, the undefeated pound-for-pound champion, 1996 Olympic bronze medalist, hasn't lost but a few rounds as a pro. How many rounds do you think he's lost as a pro? Maybe 10, 12, maybe?
Yeah, maybe about that.
Man, that's incredible run. 1990, that's 17 years, folks. 17 years of professional. Of course, September 14th, the second fight is mega deal. He signed with Showtime Pay-Per-View, and Mr. Steven Espinosa, the vice president of Showtime Sports, is ecstatic that Floyd came over, and HBO is still whining about that. That's why I think HBO is playing hardball in New York and Dallas and in L.A. as far as wanting to show. They pulled CBS and Showtime from their lineup. So I think that's why they're playing hardball. I really think this is like a revenge factor. You stole our big star, and we're pissed.
But to be honest, I mean, you allowed your star to be stolen.
No, I'm glad that you bring that up. Talk to me about that. I mean, HBO had Floyd, and they let him go.
Yeah, I mean, and then they wanted to talk bad about him, but he did, you know, he was the number one guy as far as ratings go and things like that. So you don't want to lose that. But, I mean, if this guy's been with you all this time, you'll get a chance to do a counter offer. So obviously they didn't. And that's why, you know, and that's why now Showtime is now the network and that everybody's watching when it comes to boxing as opposed to HBO. I mean, it's kind of weird how it all changed just by one fighter.
And I really think that HBO letting Larry Merchant go is sort of like pushing him off to the side. You know, I don't think that went over well with a lot of boxing fans either. And the fact now they're trying to move Letterman out of the Boxing After Dark card. I mean, you know, Letterman's voice is synonymous with HBO boxing. I mean, whether you like him or not, whether you agree with him or not, Harold's always as honest as he can be, and he's an iconic figure as far as HBO boxing is concerned. Larry Merchant as well. Now, I realize that all icons have got to go and retire at some point in time, but, you know, Merchant's still on top of his game, man. The guy's still going over to Macau and doing those pay-per-view events with Top Rank now.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, one thing is, if you're doing nothing but talking, you can do that until you're 100 years old, until you become senile and, you know, and then the effects of whatever it is you're going through is being, you know, it comes out on a broadcast. I mean, because you're not doing nothing but talking.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not a big deal.
And not like fighting. Speaking of fighting, we were talking I was at the WBO Congress, the 26th Annual Congress in Budapest, Hungary this past week. And I'm a certified judge with the Association of Boxing Commissions. Now, not too many writers do this, but I went and did it. I studied. I went and took the test and all that kind of good stuff. So not only can I walk the walk, I can talk the talk. And for those other guys out there who say they scored fights 115, 111, this and that, do you really know how to score a fight? Think about that. But the bottom line was the WBO had a bit of a little controversy at their Referees Council conference as to when you should retire. Mickey Van, who's in great shape from the Great Britain, he's 70 years old. He thinks he's on top of his game still. He doesn't think he should have to retire. Eddie Cotton, only 66 years old, out of the Jersey area, out of the East Coast, he thinks that he's ready to go at 66. He said he had a senior moment. Jeff, check this out. He said that a fighter got knocked down. He went to give a guy a standing eight count, and the guy that he gave the standing eight count to was the wrong guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, but that has nothing to do with age. That has to do with something that he actually realized himself that there's something wrong with, you know.
But I thought that was a pretty good story, you know. But officials have got to know. My thing was, at the meeting, what I tried to bring into this meeting was the fact that I think that officials need to have their vision checked once a year. I really do. I mean, I don't care if you're 36 or 46 or 56 or 96. The bottom line is I think once a year you should have your vision checked. Because, Jeff, I don't know about you, but I look around ringside sometimes. I see these guys squinting. You're like, it looks like they're really struggling to watch, you know. And I don't want a guy struggling to watch them. I want them to be able to see it.
Well, sometimes it seems like they're not watching at all with some of the scoring that they do.
Ooh, okay. Let's talk about some of the scoring. Now, listen, this is the way you break down a boxing match as far as scoring is concerned, okay? They have this criteria, these four different areas. Clean punching, effective aggressiveness, ring generalship, that sort of means who's imposing whose will, and defense, okay? But you throw out the last three, and the bottom line is it all boils down to clean punching, correct? Correct, Jeff?
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much clean punching, and that's where your nephew, I think, is going to be able to exploit Mr. Alvarez, and that Alvarez is, you know, he hasn't been hit with combinations, rapid combinations, and that's why, as I said, I thought Austin Trout was at fault not being. Austin Trout would not finish. He was going in, he was going out, he was going in, he was going out, but he wouldn't stand there and try to impose his will, and I think that he made a mistake doing that, and I think Floyd's going to be able to pick off a lot of the blows that are coming in, and although they'll be heavier blows, you know, Canelo is not he's not a real endurance fighter. I mean, I don't see him going 12 rounds with Floyd. If Floyd wants to set the pace, Floyd will set the pace, and Floyd will own him for 12 rounds.
Well, I think so. I think that Floyd his IQ is way, way too high for this kid. I mean, basically, he's flat-footed, and being able to punch has never did anything. I mean, when you win, you know, when you're fighting Floyd, most of the guys that Floyd fight, they punch harder than him.
Yeah.
But once they get in the ring, they realize that punching hard don't mean nothing because he punched back.
Lucas Matisse, Danny Garcia, Matisse 33-2 on the undercard for the World Junior Welterweight Championship, 33-2, 31 stops. The man's one of those guys. He hits really good. First of all, did you watch Sergey Kovalev last week? Did you see that guy, how hard he hit that Nathan Cleverly guy?
Yeah, I've seen that fight.
He's a you know, I saw him in a four-rounder at the MGM Grand years ago, and I was up in the cheap seats giving people their comp tickets, making sure they got in their seats before I went down and sat ringside, and I was saying to myself, you know, this ring must be heavily over-mic'd, you know, too much microphone. And I got down there ringside, man, that's just the way he hits people. You can hear it in the cheap seats.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he's a serious threat for Andre Ward?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, Andre Ward needs some challenges out there because, I mean, he himself, you know, is kind of bad because he's dominated the division, you know, the two division. And, you know, and basically him as, you know, as being marketable, it seemed like he should be, being that he won the gold medal and all the other things. But, I mean, something's not clicking. Something's not right. So he needs challenges in front of him to make the people even want to see him again.
Okay, you know, he tried to break from promoter Dan Goosen about a month and a half ago. He took his case to the California State Athletic Commission, where it ruled against him and said he has to stay with Goosen. But he sort of feels, or the word I get from the street, from his side of the street, is that, you know, Goosen hasn't done enough to make him a superstar, that if he'd have been with Don King or Bob Arum, he'd have went a lot further down the road to a superstardom than he has with Dan Goosen. Do you think there's merit to that?
No, I don't. I think that the fighter himself has to be accountable for making himself into superstars. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you can't. See, one thing is this. I think that people are not really sold on the religious thing no more. I mean, Holyfield wore that out,
yeah.
You know. And
yeah, with the 17 kids.
Right. Well, but anyway, the thing is this, is that basically, to me, I think that when you're in a sport where the objective is to put as much hurt as you possibly can on your opponent, nobody's really buying into the fact of, you know, I'm the son of God. You know, and I just think that in itself is not working for him.
Yeah, I thought he's overplayed that hand all along, and that's, you know, that's my opinion. I don't like to bring religion into it, but I think that he has overplayed the hand. Okay, Lucas Matisse, 33-2, 31 wax. Danny Garcia, 26-0. Real quick, in a nutshell, Jeff Mayweather, who wins and why?
Well, me myself, I think that Matisse wins because he's a better puncher. Even has better defense, and seems to be just a tad bit faster. And I see that the fight, I think me myself personally, I mean, I'm a fan of Garcia as well, but me having to actually pick, I would pick Matisse, and I think that the fight will, I think that he will stop him within inside of 6 rounds.
You know, did you see the look on Danny Garcia's face when Matisse took apart Lamont Peterson the way he did? He looked like he cut a wet fart.
Well, it was kind of like, well, wait a second. Maybe I jumped the gun too soon.
Okay, but I think Matisse's going to win. I really do. I thought that Danny looked intimidated. Danny looked like he didn't want to be there. And, you know, a guy that you're going to fight, you watch him just wreck a guy that's a decent fighter. That's got to be a bit intimidating. Speaking of intimidating, you're the best, man. One of the best guests in the radio world. No question about that, Jeff Mayweather. I thank you so much, and we'll talk soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
Continue good luck, sir.
All right, thank you.
Jeff Mayweather, trainer extraordinaire, folks. Catch him on Facebook, facebook.com/Jeff Mayweather. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeartRadio Network.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center.
They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I know nothing.
I'm afraid to get it on.
My baby, the great Darlene Love, born Darlene Wright, discovered by Phil Spector, fantastic, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 2012 inductee, that's He's a Rebel. Talking about the Fernandez family mantra right there. But the bottom line is she's got a new movie out. It's called 20 Feet from Stardom. It's all about background singers, folks, and their effect on the music world. Of course, a lot of people think, you know, they only see Elvis. Well, guess what? Darlene's behind Elvis. She's within the studios with Elvis and things like that. So a lot of stories in that, and it's a fantastic movie. Check it out on video or at your local theater. I'm talking about 20 Feet from Stardom. I want to thank the fantastic people in Hungary. I want to thank Istvan, of course, Coco Kovacs, the former world champion. He was such a great host. I want to thank President Janos Adler. And once again, happy birthday to the wire-haired wonder himself, Don King. Until next time, folks, don't forget the website, ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Now, don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then on Sunday for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On many of the same stations, upcoming, the MMA Hour. We're talking UFC, the big upset in the main event in the lightweight championship. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide.